Hello and welcome to the Wednesday, September 24th, 2014 edition of the Sands and its Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Augusta, Georgia. Risk IQ today released a pretty interesting and concerning report that jQuery.com was compromised on September 18th. What apparently happened was that the site did distribute malware. Now, this malware was then trying to steal credentials from infected systems. What's particularly concerning here is that jQuery.com houses jQuery, a very popular JavaScript framework that's used by many, many Web2.0-ish or Ajax websites. We use it as well for the Internet Storm Center, but what's kind of a problem here is that many sites that host that use jQuery don't copy the code and host it themselves. Instead, they just use the copy that's already hosted within jQuery's content delivery network. That, of course, has a couple of advantages. Delivery is faster this way. The user may already have it cached when visiting another site that used the same framework. But the problem here is then, of course, if jQuery.com is not safe, then this framework may now inject malicious code into your site. Now, just to make it clear, there's no evidence that the attack went that far. The only evidence right now is that visitors that went to jQuery.com directly got exposed to the malicious code. However, this does appear to be a somewhat more targeted attack because the code, or at least one of the redirect domains used to spread the code, was jQuery-cdn.com. That domain does not appear to be associated with jQuery officially, and it was registered the day the compromise happened. The larger lesson learned here is don't rely on components that are hosted on third-party services. If you don't control those third parties, then of course you are kind of subject to whatever compromise they are experiencing. On the same note, if you did visit jQuery.com within the last week, double check your systems. Make sure you did not get infected by the malware that was spread via the site. You may also want to put out a note to any web developers that are working with you in order to inform them of the compromise, as they may have been visiting jQuery.com to, for example, consult some of the manuals hosted at jQuery.com. In particular, of course, you have to be careful if you downloaded the jQuery.com framework within the last week or so. So double check that you didn't import any malicious code. And Microsoft is expanding its bug bounty program to many of its online properties. For example, portal.office.com, anything Outlook.com, MicrosoftOnline.com. So many of the public web services that Microsoft offered are now in scope for bug bounty researchers. There are, of course, a number of companies who have similar bug bounty challenges for a while now, most notably probably Google, and I think they all have pretty good success with it. So we'll see what Microsoft will get in submissions for their bug bounty program. And mobile security company Lookout did the good old rubber fingerprint test with the latest iPhone 6 and 6 Plus and found that they're as vulnerable as the iPhone 5S, which is the one they originally tested. No big surprise here because the fingerprint sensor is still the same and really depends on somewhat how you're using that fingerprint sensor. In my opinion, one of the big advantages of actually using the fingerprint sensor is that now you're able to use a more complex passphrase because you don't have to enter the passphrase every single time you're unlocking the device. So a reasonably hard to fake fingerprint sensor and a strong passphrase will probably end up with better security than just using a weak passphrase. passphrase. The other part, of course, is that the passphrase is typically used in iOS in order to protect encryption keys and such. So having a strong passphrase is quite important. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.